Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this weekend. I'm Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio. And we are 525 Advisors located in Bellevue, Washington. And for all of you in the Seattle market, you know we're local. We've been on the air now for 5 years, actually. And we've got a lot of people now listening to our podcast or our website from all over the country and asking, can we help those clients? And absolutely, we have clients all over the country. So welcome to any of you that are listening across this frigid country. I can't believe last weekend I spent the whole weekend digging out of snow. And I got to tell you, the timing for us out here in Seattle was perfect because we got home Friday night and that snow started late Friday night, snowed all day Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday was a banking holiday. But boy, what a mess. I plowed my driveway twice that weekend and barely made it out of the neighborhood on Monday to get to work. But now it's pretty much all gone. But I know there's people all across the country, Texas, Indiana, just talking to somebody out there that said they just got a ton of snow as well, too. So spring is hopefully right around the corner. You know, this weekend I was on the computer, had some time, it was snowing, and I had a gift card that I was trying to use. And so I went to an online retailer, and they're going to remain nameless for the point of this story. But right on the home screen when I landed on it, it said, there's a big old box, and in bold letters it said 30% off site-wide. And I thought, right on, I'm making money, spending money. This is going to be a good shopping spree here. But then there's a little asterisk, and I thought, oh, great, exclusions apply. And sure enough, I clicked on that asterisk, and guess what? Pretty much everything that I was looking for was an exclusion. And I just hate how they do that. You know, they'll do like, if you need sunglasses, guess what? Sunglasses are on the exclusion. If you're looking for a particular shirt, oh, this particular brand is on exclusion. And I think we're kind of getting used to this in advertising. We always look for that asterisk. What's the exclusion? And in fact, I think we're kind of trained because of the way the retail shopping does this, where we're trained to be skeptical. And, you know, the other thing that I see out there all the time, all exclusive or complete packages. You'll see that, like, hey, complete packages starting from $6.99 on a cruise or a vacation. And then you start reading the fine print, and it's like, well, if you want food outside of the buffet twice a day, you got to pay for that separately. If you want drinks, you've got to pay for that. We don't pay for your travel from the airport to the hotel, whatever it is. There's always a bunch of exclusions. And I think the bottom line is we're pretty much used to the too good to be true marketing that we are hit with every single day. Now, this is Long-Term Care Radio. We talk about insurance. What about insurance? I just got a pamphlet for my group health insurance the other day. And I will tell you, this is like reading a novel on the chemical properties of paint. Only thing, you need a legal dictionary and a medical dictionary to go along with it. But I'm sitting there looking at this big old pamphlet that they sent me on our group health plan. And the bottom line is, I have no idea what's covered, under what circumstances, or where it's covered. I mean, I'm going to find out. Am I covered if I go skiing in Colorado and I have to go to an out-of-network facility there? What is the fee going to be in it? What's the difference between the emergency room and urgent care and whatever it is? So we're always looking for these exclusions on what something's going to pay or what they're not going to pay. And if you actually Google exclusions, and I kid you not, if you just Google exclusions, this is the definition that you're going to find. An item or risk specifically not covered by an insurance policy or other contract. Not covered by an insurance policy. Seriously, I kid you not. That is, I mean, if it was a picture dictionary, they would have a picture of an insurance company next to exclusions. That is how, you know, how ubiquitous that is when we start talking about what an exclusion is. So I get this question a lot. That's why we're going to talk about this today in long-term care. A lot of people want to know, what is covered by long-term care insurance? And more importantly, what is not covered by long-term care insurance? And the reason why that question exists is because we are used to dealing with other insurance contracts and exclusions, primarily our health insurance. You know, you see all the exclusions, they'll pay this, but only if it's a network, we'll do this. Only if it's on a Tuesday, oh, you've got to go here to get this. I mean, we're kind of used to that with our health insurance. But it's an ongoing problem when we start talking about insurance contracts. And so today I'm going to spend a lot of time during our second segment just really filling you in on what long-term care insurance pays, how it works, and how it's different than other insurance. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised, actually, when we get through this radio show today, because long-term care insurance, I'll just give you a little heads up, it works differently than the insurances that we know. So we're going to talk about what it pays for and what is actually excluded. But first off, for those of you that are listening Saturday morning on Cairo Radio, so 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, you still have time to sign up for our class this morning. I still have a few spots available on that. That's our long-term care planning class. It's going to kick off at 9 o'clock this morning. Just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. You can sign up for that class this morning. For the rest of you that's listening on KVI or KTTH later in the weekend, our next class is going to be Wednesday, the 24th at 10 a.m. It's the same class as the class I'm putting on this morning at Saturday morning at 9. It's just that we're going to move that class. We're going to have a follow-up class on Wednesday kicking off at 10 a.m. And I think it's just a great way for everybody to kind of learn the options. If you go to our website, you can read through our website. We have a ton of resources there as well, too. But again, our process is to start with education. That's why I'm in this business. I went out and I started looking for long-term care insurance for my mother years ago, and I got so frustrated at the lack of knowledge and the inability of these people that were selling these policies to be able to explain what my options were, how it worked, what it covered, that I went back to school, I got my license, I started this company, and we start with education. We want to educate you first because this is a very important subject matter. I mean, nearly 3 out of 4 people are going to end up being affected or end up in a long-term care situation, and the vast majority of us will know somebody, whether it's a parent or a spouse or, you know, a brother or sister or somebody, a family member. We're all probably going to be affected down the road. So that's why this topic is so important. But start with education. Once you get up to speed kind of on what long-term care is, what it pays for, what are your different choices, how does Medicare work, how does Medicaid work, then you have that information. Then we're going to sit down and start talking about your situation and design a custom plan for you. And that's the way the process works. So the easiest way, obviously, is one of the classes, because not only do you get to go through that information in about 45 minutes, but then you also get to see the questions that other people are asking. And that's really one of the biggest learning points of the class that you're not going to get on the website. You're going to actually get to hear these questions, and it might make you think of another question to ask. And so everybody kind of gets to learn together off of everybody else's question. So that's why we do these classes on a regular basis. So again, Saturday morning, this morning right now at 9 o'clock, I'm going to fire one off. But then next Wednesday, the 24th at 10 a.m., you can sign up for that class. The classes are free. We'll also give you our book that we put together, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. It covers all the information that I go over in the class, all the information that's on the website, but it's just we'll put a stamp on one and mail it out to you, or we can send you a PDF. We can email that to you. So however you want to receive it, just let us know. Also, today we have got a great client of the week. I'm gonna go over a plan that we designed for a client because she wanted to be able to pay family members for care if she ended up there, and she also wanted a plan that would pay for assisted living if she ended up there. So I'm going to show you how we did that. And before we go today, we're going to talk about the pros and the cons of how a cash benefit works. Is cash really king when it comes to long-term care benefits? And what I mean by that is, once you're on claim, how do you get that money out of the policy? We're going to kind of talk about that and what a cash benefit is. So stick around. We got a great show today. When we get back, let's find out a little bit about what long-term care pays for. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care and have your questions answered is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for their free long-term care planning live webinar today at 9 a.m. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So get the great peace of mind long-term care coverage gave my family and me. Sign up now for the free live webinar this morning at 9. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks again for joining us this weekend on Long-Term Care Radio or during the week if you're listening to our podcast. And by the way, the podcasts are available through iTunes or just go to our website. That's probably the easiest way to get them. You can just download them there through our website. We have a link on there so you can always get this information if you miss any parts of these shows. So we started off talking about exclusions. We are used to exclusions, right? We always look for the asterisk. What's the fine print? What is not going to be paid? And for long-term care insurance, this is probably still one of the most common questions I get on a regular basis when I'm sitting down with a listener and a client and trying to put a plan together. Is let's clear up what long-term care pays for. What doesn't it pay for is what they're really worried about. So let's talk about that today. Let's go straight to the source, to the Internal Revenue Service. This is Title 26 of the Internal Revenue Code 7702B. Now, 7702B for boy is the long-term care definition. 101G is chronic care. And what you're going to find out there is that there's a lot of life insurance policies, there's a lot of annuities, there's a lot of financial advisors that will sell those types of plans, like life insurance or annuity, with a 101G rider and tell you that it's long-term care. It's actually illegal to market that as long-term care. It's a chronic care rider, and it's completely different. So for the purpose of this show and what we talk about and what we help our clients with is a 7702B IRS rider. That is a true long-term care contract. So here's what the IRS says. Qualified long-term care services for the purpose of this section. One, in general, the term qualified long-term care services mean necessary diagnostic, preventative, therapeutic, curing, treating, mitigating, and rehabilitative services, and maintenance or personal care services, which A, are required by a chronically ill individual, and B, are provided pursuant a plan of care prescribed by a licensed health care practitioner. Okay, so this is the definition. I'm taking this right from the IRS. Let's go back to this line here. What does long-term care cover? Means necessary diagnostic, preventative, therapeutic, curing, treating, mitigating, and rehabilitative services, and maintenance or personal care services. Let's talk about that right there. Maintenance or personal care services. What is the definition of that? The term maintenance or personal care services means any care, the primary purpose of which is the provision of needed assistance with any of the disabilities as a result of which the individual is a chronically ill individual, including the protection from threats to health and safety due to severe cognitive impairment. Okay, so this is the definition of the IRS. What does this mean to you? What does long-term care pay for? First off, you can see there's a wide range of services that long-term care insurance pays for. Okay, we understand that, the therapeutic, the physical, anything that way. But the main takeaway on this I want you to understand is maintenance or personal care services. That is what we would consider the custodial care. And from an insurance point of view, excuse me, I got a frog, frog in my throat this morning. From an insurance point of view, 75% of the funds that are paid out on long-term care insurance claims, and they're billions of dollars so far, but 75% of that money roughly has been paid for what we call custodial care. That is the care we need to get through the day. Now, when we think about this, you know, what do we do when we're helping out a loved one? A lot of people say, well, my mom and dad never lived in a long-term care facility, so I don't know that I need the insurance. I'm like, okay. Well, how did your mom spend the final years of her life? Well, she lived with my sister. Well, that's custodial care. That's the care that we need to get through the day. So custodial care is helping us through the day, the personal care, like bathing and dressing and transferring, things like that that we need help with. But it also includes personal care such as meal preparation or light housework, laundry, grocery shopping, things like that. Even visitation, help with your personal finances. I mean, let's face it, if you have a massive stroke and you end up in the hospital and the nursing home for a couple weeks and then they send you home and you're laying there in a bed and you can't get up and go to the bathroom or shower or dress, you're not in the kitchen cooking yourself a meal. You're not in the laundry room doing your laundry. You're not going out getting your mail. You're not paying your bills. You're not doing any of those things. So this is where people get confused. They think long-term care insurance is a medical benefit. And really what it is, it's a lifestyle benefit. It's a benefit that allows us to pay for the help we need to stay independent. And most people choose to do that in their own home. Overwhelmingly, the majority of people that have long-term care insurance contracts never put a foot in a nursing home because they're able to bring that help in to their home initially. Or like my grandma, they might choose to move to an assisted living facility because she felt there was a better quality of life there. She had friends, she had activities, things like that. But that's the idea of long-term care insurance, is to stay independent, be able to live where you want to live. And the vast majority of that help is that custodial care or that personal care that we need getting through the day. Now, when we read the definitions of long-term care insurance contracts, they will call homemaker services. Homemaker services are the help you need to safely stay in the home that you choose. So that could be your home, it could be your kid's home, it could be a second home, it could be wherever you're at. But those homemaker services include that wide variety of custodial care, but also the laundry, the light housework, things like that that you need to maintain the inside of your home to make sure that it's safe and comfortable. Home health care services, defined as medical and non-medical services provided to the ill, disabled, or infirm persons in their home. This is what the IRS says, home health care services. That includes skilled and unskilled care, which means, you know, most of the care, quite frankly, is unskilled care. But if you do need skilled care, if you actually need someone to come in and help with medications, you need a nurse or something like that, long-term care insurance is going to pay for that as well. Long-term care insurance is going to pay for therapy, the physical, the occupational, the speech therapy. Again, very important in a lot of situations. Like my grandma had scoliosis, my mom has scoliosis, they have to do physical therapy. Long-term care insurance will pay for that on an ongoing basis where medical insurance may not. Housing. Now, this is a big one. What I want you to understand about housing, when I talk about housing costs for long-term care insurance, we're talking about when you move out of your home to a facility, an adult family home, an assisted living, a continuing care retirement center, even a nursing home. That's all considered housing, which means the long-term care insurance will pay for everything. They'll pay for the rent, so to speak, the utilities, the rent and board, the food. When my grandmother lived in the assisted living, you know, they had Friday night social, they had Sunday dinner with the family. All that was included in the bill that she paid monthly for that. Now, if you live in your own home, it's going to pay for the light housekeeping. It's going to pay for things like that, the laundry services and stuff that you need to get through the week. But what it's not going to pay for is your rent or your utilities in your own home. It will pay for that in a facility, but if you're living in your own home, you still have to pay your property taxes. That's just the way it's going to work out. Now, excuse me, what does long-term care exclude? This is what everybody's worried about. What are the exclusions for long-term care? Really, they're pretty simple. Number one is for acute care. So acute care is, you know, pneumonia or falling and breaking your arm or your hip or getting a back surgery that you need. That is going to be paid by Medicare. So remember, Medicare by law is the first payer for acute care. However, there is some gray area. There's some area where your long-term care insurance is going to cover. Medicare might pay for X amount of physical therapy initially after you have a stroke, and then they'll say that's all we're going to pay. Well, then your long-term care will pick up and they'll pay for therapy because that's not the acute care. That's therapy that you need to on an ongoing regular basis. Non-care services, this is another exclusion. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're in your home, maintenance on your home, landscaping, long-term care insurance is not going to pay for that. It will pay for the light housekeeping, the cleaning of the bathrooms, the kitchen, doing the laundry, the vacuuming, stuff like that to keep your home safe and clean inside. But it will not pay for landscaping or what we call non-care services. And personal expenses. The other exclusion is going to be personal expenses such as utilities or the actual cost of groceries. We can pay a home health care aide to go to the grocery store and shop for us, but we actually are still paying for those groceries. Now, again, all that is when you're in your own home. Remember, when you move to, the way I kind of picture this is when you move out of your house to a facility, it's kind of like going onto the cruise ship. Once you're on that facility property, the rent, the food, all of that's going to be covered under what you pay, and that is all an eligible long-term care expense. So as you can see, there's not a lot of exclusions at all in long-term care insurance. The takeaway is that long-term care insurance covers a wide array of medical and non-medical services, personal care, and housing expenses when you move into a facility. Unlike medical insurance, long-term care insurance will reimburse or pay you directly up to the limits of your policy, meaning they are not concerned about the actual cost of the care or they're more concerned about your benefits. So I'm saying they're not going to come in like a health insurance and say, we'll only cover X amount of a procedure. Long-term care insurance says, hey, if you want to hire somebody for $30 an hour, that's fine. If you want to hire somebody for $25 an hour, that's fine. They're going to reimburse you or give you your money up to the limit that you decided when you put that policy in place. So we have got a great client of the week coming up after this next break. I'm going to show you how we designed a plan that allowed her to pay family members, which is another question that we get in long-term care. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care and have your questions answered is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for their free long-term care planning live webinar today at 9 a.m. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So get the great peace of mind long-term care coverage gave my family and me. Sign up now for the free live webinar this morning at 9. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Zach Abraham with Bulwark Capital Management and host of Know Your Risk Radio. You know, something we never really talk about on the show, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but is long-term care. And we never talk about it because we don't sell it. We're licensed to, but we don't. And you want to know why? Because it's really intricate and complicated, and we're not trying to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. We want to focus on your investments. That's where we believe that we bring value. For long-term care insurance, which I think is very important, can be a good fit, maybe not right for some people. But if you have questions about long-term care insurance, do what we do, right? You know what we do? We call Brian Ott, 525 Advisors. Why? Not because he and I are both on the radio show. We started using Brian, referring it out for our clients, because he knows it inside and out. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You can contact Brian. You can sign up for one of his events. I couldn't be a bigger fan. Take advantage of it. You need long-term care. Brian's the guy to go to.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in. And again, for those of you Cairo listeners, it's Saturday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock. We have a class kicking off at 9 o'clock, and you can just jump on our website at 525longtermcare.com and register, and you'll get a link sent to you, and all you have to do is click on that link and open it up in your browser, so you don't have to download any software. I was just trying to do a Teams meeting the other day, and I ended up, Teams is a Microsoft product, and I ended up having to come into another room in my office and open it up on my Mac to get it to work. All these executables, I hate that. And there's always seems to be a glitch. Our software is actually really straightforward. You're just going to get a link. You click on it. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on your laptop, even if you have a smart TV. So, again, for those of you that are listening between 8 and 9 o'clock Saturday morning, you still have time to sign up for the 9 o'clock class. The next class is Wednesday the 24th at 10 a.m. And, again, they're free. And the other thing I will tell everybody, we were just talking about this with one of our clients, we do not spam you. So when you sign up for these classes, you are not going to get 1,000 emails from us. That's not what we do. We're simply just going to, you just have to register. We're going to email that link to you, and then you can jump in and watch that class. So take advantage if you want to do that this morning, Saturday morning. We'll get you up and get you signed up there today at 525longtermcare.com. So here's where we talk about the client of the week. This is really kind of one of my favorite shows because I think they're just examples. And real-life examples help you, the listener, understand what we do, how we do it, and why we do it when it comes to designing these long-term care plans. And this week we had Helen, who is 68. Helen is retired. She lives in a multi-generational home with her daughter and her son-in-law and three grandchildren. So Helen's actually got like a mother-in-law apartment built there on the property. And she's been there for, she just moved in about a year ago, and she plans on staying there and aging there. She lost her husband a few years ago, and what she ended up doing was selling the family home and using some of that money to build a mother-in-law apartment and stay with her family. And that's just, you know, that's what they want to do. And it's a good setup, and it's a good relationship, and everybody seems really happy. She has a small nest egg that's comprised of a small retirement account and some of the excess cash from selling her home a couple years ago, and that's kind of just sitting in the bank right now. Helen's biggest concern when it came to long-term care by far was being a burden on her family. Now, her grandchildren are 7, 5, and 2, so they are young. And so Helen's in good shape right now, but what she's worried about is like, what if I'm in an accident, or what if I'm diagnosed with Alzheimer's or something? My daughter has three young kids. I don't want her to have to just like give her life up to try to balance me and raise her kids. I want to stay here as long as I can, but if I can't, I will go to an assisted living facility or a nursing home or whatever it takes so that my daughter is not burdened with providing my care. However, if I am able to stay here and I do get to the point where I need, you know, help, I'm on a walker or whatever the case is, Helen said, I would like to be able to contribute. I would like to be able to pay my family members if they are helping at me out, you know, through the day, if it's kind of a part-time type of thing. So she was asking, are there plans that actually allow me to pay family members? And there are, and that's something you have to keep in mind. Most of the plans out there, the vast majority of plans, like the plans I have, are reimbursement plans, which mean you're going to be reimbursed for the care that somebody provides, and that somebody is a licensed healthcare agency usually. However, there are some plans that will pay cash or what they call indemnity that allows you to hire family members, that you can use that money to pay family members. And so that's what really was catching Helen's eye. She thought, you know, I would like that. I don't know that I will use it that way. I might still end up in an assisted living facility. I might have to go to a nursing home. She goes, I don't know. But what I do want is I want the flexibility to be able to pay family members if that opportunity arises. So that was the big concern for her. And those were the things that we just talked about as we're having this conversation and we're trying to design a plan. And again, when we put a plan in place for our clients, we don't pull one off the shelf. What we do is we find out about you. We find out what's important to you. Where do you want to age? I mean, here Helen has a mother-in-law with her family. She's just tickled pink. She wants to live there as long as possible. And her daughter and her grandkids, they want her there. They want her in their life, and they're hoping that she can stay there as well too. Now, some of the things we found out about our conversation, Helen was in great shape physically and mentally. She didn't have any issues there. So we had a lot of options. We had a lot of long-term care options. She was 68. There is a cutoff due to COVID now with a lot of carriers at 70, meaning that if you're 70 or older, they won't even accept an application. But Helen was under that. She's 68 and she was healthy. So we had a lot of options. She had most of her nest egg in cash and cash investments with only a small retirement account. Helen was a retired teacher, so she had pension. She had Social Security that was going to last her a lifetime. She was comfortable living off of that. The cash was mostly excess cash from the sale of a property, and she had her small retirement account. Excuse me. She also had a small life insurance policy with a surrender value. Surrender value is the value of the policy. It's also called the cash value. It means I have this life insurance policy. If I cancel it today, I surrender it, I will get some money back. So she had a small cash value life insurance policy. She wanted to be able to contribute and pay her daughter, you know, pay for living on the property, but she also wanted to be able to pay if her daughter ended up doing more to help her out or her grandkids down the road, you know, 10, 15 years down the road. She just wanted maximum flexibility with her plan. And she thought it would be great if she lives a nice long life and she doesn't use her plan to be able to get some of that money back to pass it on to her family. And the other thing that Helen kind of touched on a couple times is she had a nice nest egg set aside from the sale of her property, but she just didn't want to flush that money down the drain paying for care. She thought, I would really like to maybe help out the kids, the grandkids with college, do some things like that, contribute to vacations. She goes, I want to use that money for fun things or for things that I want to do as opposed to paying for long-term care services. So I got all that with her. So we sat down with her, worked through all these numbers, and here's what we ended up doing for Helen. We designed a plan with her. First off, I want to point out that her life insurance, she had a $100,000 life insurance policy that had a $40,000 surrender value. So rounding up here, this is like $39,842, but it was basically $40,000 of surrender value, of cash value. And I asked her about that life insurance. I said, well, you know, what is that for? And she said, well, we got that when we were younger and we had, you know, kids, and we thought, well, we'll, you know, get some life insurance back. It seemed like a good deal then. She goes, but I don't know that I really need it now. The house is gone. Everything's paid for. So I said, okay, but you've got the $100,000 life insurance. And she was still making a small payment on that. It wasn't a large payment, but she was still making an annual payment to keep that policy in force. So I showed her how we could take that $40,000 and do a 1035 exchange and move that into a long-term care plan And guess what? She's still going to have life insurance. So she thought that was pretty slick. Excuse me. I've just got a horrible frog in my throat this morning. We also looked at the other assets that she had, and she had quite a bit of money in CDs. The money that she had sold her house from, she wasn't going to put it in the market. She was a conservative investor. She didn't want to take any risk on that. So she did have some CDs that were maturing. So we were just looking at kind of where that money is, and they weren't earning any interest at all. She knew that. She goes, that was just dead money, but she wasn't going to invest it in the market. And then based on her Social Security and her pension, Helen said, you know, I would really feel comfortable if I had another $3,000 to $4,000 a month of benefit, because with my Social Security and my pension, another $3,000 to $4,000 would cover me in a nursing home without me having to touch my nest egg, without me having to dig into the savings. So that was kind of the sweet spot where she was looking at. She's saying, worst case scenario, if I end up in a nursing home, I want to be able to just use my Social Security, my pension, and a little bit of long-term care insurance so I don't have to drain down my nest egg and spend that money down. That was kind of something she wanted to do. So that was easy enough for us to figure out. We had some really good data. We had some good numbers. We had some good options for her. And so this is what we ended up doing. We ended up designing a plan. We took $146,000 and deposited it with the insurance company, just one lump sum. But here's the catch to that. We actually moved the $40,000 of surrender value out of her life insurance policy. Now, remember, that was a $100,000 death benefit, and she had $40,000 of surrender value. We took that plan, and we rolled it into the new plan. So we used that $40,000 as a deposit, and she had $106,000 from a CD that had just recently matured that she was able to deposit to get with that. So she had a total of $146,000 that she put into this plan. Now, what did she get out of this plan? First off, I want to tell you something. She gave up a life insurance policy, but this new plan that she has, this new long-term care plan, is going to give her a $146,000 death benefit. That's equal to the premium that she put in. So she still has life insurance. She still, if she dies tomorrow, the $146,000 is paid back to the estate. But what she did that for is because she's got $458,000 of long-term care insurance, which she can pull out at $5,454 a month. So she's got basically just about $5,500 a month of long-term care insurance that will last her a minimum of 7 years. That's her long-term care insurance benefit. Now, remember, she was thinking $3,000 to $4,000, but the reason why we're up at $5,500 is because this plan doesn't have an inflation rider on it. What we're going to do is we're going to maximize long-term care, maximize that death benefit. She gets 100% of her money back if she doesn't use this plan, and she gets $5,400 a month of long-term care insurance. And so if we go out, you know, 20 years down the road, that $3,000 at 3%, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be in that $5,500 to $6,000 range of benefit. So we just started off with a little bit higher benefit. She was very comfortable with that. So this plan for her, by taking that single $146,000 deposit, she has $146,000 that's going to come back to the estate if she doesn't use it tax-free, but she's got $450,000 of long-term care insurance that's going to last her a minimum of 7 years. Now, here's the other thing about this plan. Let's say that Helen does go on claim and she uses all of her long-term care insurance. So she uses all $450,000 and then she passes away. There's still going to be a guaranteed minimum death benefit of $26,000 paid back to the estate, tax-free. So remember, worst case scenario, she uses all of her long-term care insurance. She put $146,000 and she still gets $26,000. So the net-net cost on this is really about $120,000 when we do the numbers on this, because she's going to get a minimum of $26,000 back, even if she uses up all of her long-term care benefit. But here's what you need to know about this plan. This plan is what we call a cash or an indemnity plan. So that money that Helen gets, if she triggers her claim, $5,454, is going to be paid to her in a lump sum every single month. It is not a reimbursement policy. She does not have to turn receipts in. She does not have to hire a licensed agency. She can pay her daughter. She can hire somebody from the community. This is a true indemnity or cash benefit. The IRS gives us up to $400 a day on indemnity benefits that we can use to pay for long-term care. we can get more than that, but if we do and we're spending that, we just have to make sure that we keep track that we're spending that money on legitimate long-term care costs, which we kind of went over in that second segment of the show today. And then it's a tax-free event for us. But right now, Helen's so far under that $400 a day limit. I mean, that's $12,000 a month. She's got a policy that pays her about $5,500. She's going to be able to take that money and use it to pay her family members. She can take it if she goes to a nursing home, if she goes to an assisted living. It doesn't matter. She's going to get, it's going to be like a pension. She'll get the $5,500 a month every month for 7 years. That's the minimum time that policy will last for her. If she's taking out less than that, if she's only taking out, say, $3,000 a month, the policy is just going to last her longer. It's a true cash benefit. So these are really great plans. It answers all of her problems. It gives her maximum flexibility, but there is some downside to these cash benefits. And so that's what we're going to do when we come back. We're going to head into a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the pros and the cons of using one of these cash or one of these indemnity benefit plans. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care and have your questions answered is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for their free long-term care planning live webinar today at 9 a.m. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So get the great peace of mind long-term care coverage gave my family and me. Sign up now for the free live webinar this morning at 9. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks again for tuning into Long-Term Care Radio. And again, if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, we do have podcasts available. You can get all that information at 525longtermcare.com, and you can also get, you know, just all the information we talk about. We have a resource page on our website. We have a lot of information there. But of course, the best way to get this information, I think, the funnest for me anyway, is to attend one of our webinar classes, because there you'll get to ask your questions and you'll get to see the other questions that people ask. Just a great learning event. We have one coming up next Wednesday, the 24th at 10 a.m. And again, that's a free sign up. Just sign up for that and we'll send you a link and you can join us next Wednesday. So I got to tell you, shoveling snow is one of the worst things for your back. I've got a herniated disc and a bulging disc, my L4, L5, so lower back. And going out and shoveling snow like I did this last weekend, I'll tell you, it catches up with you pretty quick when you're doing that. So I know there's probably a lot of people out there and looking at the national weather and snow all over the country. So this too shall pass. So let's talk a little bit before we go today. I want to spend some time. We were talking about this client of the week for Helen. That was a cash benefit plan. And the let's just back up here for a second. The plans that I have personally are called reimbursement. That's the vast majority of long-term care insurance plans. That means you're going to hire that home health care agency. They're going to come in. They're going to do the work. They're going to send a bill to the insurance company. Insurance company is going to do all the bookkeeping, and they're going to reimburse you up to your limit. So like in Helen's policy, she had $5,500 a month. If she spent $5,000 on a reimbursement, that sends a check to $5,000. They'll send it to Helen. They'll send it to the provider. It's like you're in control of that, of who's getting paid. On Helen's policy, though, it's a cash policy. And the cash just simply means once you trigger your claim, all the insurance company does is they're going to go pull your contract and say, okay, you get $5,500 a month, and they're going to start sending you that check. It triggers the same way, I need help with 2 out of 6 activities of daily living, or I'm diagnosed with a cognitive impairment. So the triggering for the long-term care insurance plans are the same. It's just that cash is just cash. So the question is cash really king? There's a lot of advisors out there that make that argument that cash is king. You don't have to worry about the reimbursements. You don't have to do any of that thing. So let's go back. A quick history on cash or reimbursement benefit plans. They were very common. If we go back to late 90s, early 2000s, there were quite a few companies that offered cash benefits. Even traditional plans offered cash benefits. In fact, I had a friend of mine, his mom was getting $9,000 a month on a cash benefit, and it had a 5% inflation rider. So the policy was growing by like $450 a month every year because she had this 5% inflation rider on it. And it was an incredible policy, but all they did is they just sent the check every month. Those are pretty much long gone. There's only a few asset-based companies that offer these cash policies. And when these insurance companies originally were designing long-term care insurance, they made some assumptions that didn't come true. And one, they figured out there'd be higher interest rates, meaning the money, the premiums that we pay them, they're putting in cash reserves, usually U.S. treasuries and corporate bonds, and they figured those interest rates would be higher. So that kind of put the kibosh on that because it made these plans more expensive because they weren't getting the investment return they thought they were going to get. They also planned for a higher lapse rate, which meant that, you know, people would pay into these policies for maybe, you know, 5 years, 10 years. They'd get tired of it and they'd cancel them. Well, that didn't come to fruition. Most people kept their long-term care policies. And I think they were planning on a lower usage rate. And what's happened is people now, the average claim from an insurance point of view is over 4 years. It used to be 3 years. And when the long-term care insurance started, they were really writing plans figuring, you know, 2 years for a woman and maybe a year to a year and a half for a man for long-term care. So all that has changed. Well, with that, when back in the day when they were designing these plans, they thought the easiest way to do it is just give you the cash. So if you have $3,000 a month of benefit, they'll just send you a check. Well, what they also found out on that is people were blowing through their long-term care insurance a lot quicker. And what I mean by that is if you have $6,000 a month of benefit that's going to last you 2 years, and you only need $3,000 a month, so if you only take $3,000 out of your policy, well, your policy then would last you 4 years because it's a bucket of money. It doesn't expire. It's just you're taking it out every month, and you have a limit on how much you can take out. Well, cash benefits just pay the full monthly benefit every month. They pay out the maximum benefit. So these people that had maybe a 2 year or 3 year policy would use all that money up in 2 or 3 years, even if they didn't need all the money. Now, the problem was most people weren't saving the excess money. Most of the people were spending the money because most of the people had family members providing the care or managing their finances. So TVs and cars and all kinds of things got bought. So actuarially, the cash benefit plans ended up hurting as many people as it helped. So a lot of companies got away from that. It was more expensive for the insurance companies because they're doling out this money at a very high rate. And it was also kind of expensive for the end user because a lot of times people didn't need all that monthly benefit. And that money was getting spent on vacations and car payments and things that weren't long-term care related. So what happened now is that all the traditional companies are away from the cash benefits. We have three asset-based companies that offer a full cash indemnity, meaning once you go on claim, you get cash. Now, that sounds great, but what you have to understand is in life, there are trade-offs on everything. And the analogy I always use, if you got the big pickup truck so you can haul firewood and you can pull your boat, well, that's great, but you're not going to get the best gas mileage and you're not going to fit into the smallest parking spots in downtown Seattle. So if I got the tiny little car, though, that can zip into any of those parking spots and get great gas mileage, guess what? I'm not pulling my boat on the weekends. So that's just life. There's trade-offs when we make these decisions. One of the biggest trade-offs on these cash indemnity plans, like for Helen, is you have to have somebody you fully trust, because these companies are not going to provide you with the concierge claim service, the case managers, the care coordination. You can go out and hire that on your own. But again, I was talking about this last week. If you're a contractor and your house builds down, you can hire. You can hire your own crew. You have the employees. You can rebuild your house. The problem is most of us aren't contractors. So then we got to go out there and try to figure out how to find those people to help us. Long-term care is the same way. So on a cash benefit plan, they're going to give you that cash, and you're going to have to get all your other services, your claims, your case managers, and if you have somebody in the family that can manage it, that's great. Because one of the biggest positives of these cash benefit plans is that you can pay family members. That check is just coming in every month. Now it's between you and the IRS. If the IRS audits you, all you have to do is say, yes, I'm paying my family members, or this is where I'm spending my money, and that's still tax-free income to you. So there's a tremendous amount of flexibility with these cash benefit plans. But again, there's no audit trail. There's nobody from the insurance company making sure that the charges that that healthcare worker is charging you are legitimate charges. There's zero audit trail on that. You're just getting a check and it's coming in. Your power attorney, if you're in, you know, a cognitive state, they're going to have full control of that money. So pros and cons, and again, we have lots of this information on our website. And again, the class is coming up next Wednesday, the 24th. I'll see quite a few of you here in just a few minutes, because I'm getting ready to, the Chiral listeners, we're going to be starting here at 9 o'clock. So, again, thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions for us, we are available through the website at 525longtermcare.com. Our process is pretty straightforward. Educate yourself, fill out a pre-screen, tell us a little bit about your health concerns, and then we can figure out what options are available for you and design a custom plan. I appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com.